And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Bronny Brigade.
The Beds of the Ministry.
Officials of the General Assistance Department know the need for practical experience in all aspects of government administration. They may, for instance, be called upon to assist the Ministry of Agriculture, whose activities cover many fields.
Mildred! I say, Mildred!
Yes, Mr. Lamb?
I've done it.
You mean you've actually got that patience out?
No, Mildred. I've solved the problem that's been driving the Ministry of Ag and Fish bonkers.
Ooh. What problem is that?
Well, how to reduce the milk surplus. They've been producing too much, you see.
Well?
Well, it's simple. All they have to do is milk the cows once every week instead of twice a day.
Aye, but do you think the cows would like that?
Yeah, that's a snag, isn't it? How would we find out whether they liked it or not?
I don't know.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Leonard Brown.
Morning, number one.
Four lumps, as usual, and plenty of milk, please.
Very good, sir. Beats me how there's a milk surplus with some people about.
And how are you feeling today, number two?
I'm not at all well, number one. In fact, I think I'm building up for a bit of sick leave.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, I'll make your apologies at the party.
Party? What party?
Well, Sir Gregory's giving one tonight to celebrate the completion of 10 years' work on the Lower Snedsfield Irrigation Scheme.
Really?
Yes, a bit of a prestige affair, you know, a few ambassadors and that sort of thing, but don't worry if you're not up to it.
No, I think I might make it for the sake of the department.
No, really, number two.
Oh, yes. Number one, I'm feeling much better already.
Are you quite sure?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be right as rain for the party.
Oh, that's good, yes. Get there early to try on your white coat.
My white coat?
Yes. You see, I'm invited as a guest. Sir Gregory wants you along to help dish out the drinks. Café Royal, then, at 7 o'clock, and don't be late.
Be excusing me, please. I'm seeking one white lady.
Yes, which particular one were you looking for?
Oh, no, I'm not looking for that thing. I'm for drinking my white lady.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, that's a tot of gin, a tot of vodka, two tots of whiskey, and one tot of rum. There you are, sir. Coming up.
Oh, are you being surely that this is a white lady?
Wait a minute. Oh, no. Of course it isn't. Here you are. This does the trick. A slice of lemon.
Oh, 1,000. Thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, be pardoning me, please, while I'm paying my compliment. While I'm paying my compliments to the people what are asking me to be coming here to this lovely, lovely party.
Oh, hello. Everything going all right, number two?
Yes, I think so, number one. But a lot of people seem to be falling ill round here tonight. Do you think it's the food?
Quite possibly, yes. What have you been mixing?
Ah, that's a white lady. Here, do try one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I say.
Who told you that you were a barman?
Well, you did, number one.
Yeah. Actually, you know, it's not at all bad when you get used to it. Oh, yes, it's distinctly therapeutic. Yeah, in fact, it is distinctly therapeutic. Hey, Greg, old boy, Greg.
Number one, that's Sir Gregory you're shouting at.
I don't care who he is. Greg, me old mate.
What did you say, Lennox Brown?
I said
He said he was, sorry he was late, Sir Gregory.
Well, at least he isn't too late for my speech. I'm going to put it over now. Bang, for a bit of attention, will you?
Yeah, certainly, Sir Gregory.
Lennox Brown, I didn't ask you to launch a ship. I just want you to capture their attention.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Quiet! you horrible little ambassadors, you. Belt up or get belted. Squad! Attention! Stand out! United Nations present and correct, Sir Gregory.
I'll deal with you later, Sergeant Major. I mean, next round. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we were first presented with the Lower Snedsfield litigation scheme, it seemed an impossible task. However...
we threw ourselves into it.
Yes. You did, didn't you? And I'd like to know who the fool was who pulled you out. To resume, tonight we look back with pride on a task now approaching completion and look forward to a challenge presented by the future. I refer to a new project, Mini Britain, the whole of Britain's scenic charms condensed into 50,000 acres. Mini forests, mini waterways, mini stately homes.
Mini skirts.
Would you allow me to finish, Lennox Brown?
You have been finished for years, Sir Gregory.
I'll deal with you later, Lennox Brown. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this will be the greatest tourist attraction ever devised. See it all of Britain in 10 days.
In Greg's air-conditioned buses, step up now and book your speech. Go with Greg. Greg gets you there.
Will you be quiet?
Please, I'm asking one tiny, tiny, tiny little question.
Yes, of course. What is it?
What is this so magnificent, pleasuring place to be called?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. As a matter of fact, it's to be named after the man who thought of it. Pitkin's Pastures. Yes, this project, if I may state the fact with all modesty, is my child. In its creation, I have been aided, as loyally as always, by my colleagues and my faithful staff.
All right, here we are, right over here, and who'd like my autograph now?
Their efforts will not go unrewarded. In fact, I have one appointment to make tonight. Field supervisor for the entire enterprise will be Mr. Roland Lennox Brown of the General Assistance Department.
Oh, I say. Congratulations, number one.
Ah, thank you very much, number two. It had to happen sometime.
I know that Mr. Lennox Brown will rise to the challenge.
Challenge?
The challenge of being on the site during working hours from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. In rain and in snow.
In hospital.
All this for no extra reward. We applaud you, Lennox Brown.
Would you like another white lady, number one?
No, thanks, number two. Just give me a brown cow.
I say, Mildred, isn't this fun? Working up new ideas for Pitkin's Pastures.
Yes, but what about poor Mr. Lennox Brown out there in the mud and slush?
Oh, well, never mind, Mildred. Things could be worse.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Busy, are we?
See what I mean?
How are you, Richard?
I'm fine, thank you, Waldo.
Waldo?
Oh, you haven't met, have you? Mildred Murfin, Waldo Wagtail.
How do you do?
Waldo's from Cowslip, you know.
Cowslip?
Yes, that's right. Controller of Water, Sound and Light Installations, Pitkin's Pastures, Cowslip, with two P's.
I hope I don't have to type any letters to you.
Oh, but you will. We're all going to be working very closely together during the next few months. Oh, what a challenge. Richard is the visualizer, the dreamer.
Aye, well, I know that. He can go to sleep anywhere, even on top of the hat stand.
Mildred, I only did that once. That was while the floor was being carpeted.
Well, we at Cowslip take Richard's dreams and bring them to vibrant life.
Yeah, we've built scale models of castles and country railway stations and villages.
Oh, they're absolutely authentic. Oh, although there'd be nobody working in them, of course.
Why not?
Well, there's supposed to be a strike on.
And that's not all, Mildred. We're going to have...
a flop.
A flop?
Aye, a flop. Nobody wants to pay to see them things. You can see them round the corner. I know what you want.
What?
a tunnel of love.
I beg your pardon?
Like that one they have in Blackpool. That's a bit of Britain, if you like. You go sailing down a tunnel in the dark. Lovely.
A tunnel of love. What a marvellous idea. Oh, Richard, we must go into this.
Not me, Waldo. I get seasick. but it's certainly a great idea, Mildred. Where are those plans? Here we are. I say, look, there's this huge trench already dug. Yes, we could use that. It goes for about 2 miles.
That gives plenty of time, wouldn't it?
Plenty of time for what?
For getting over being seasick. 2 miles. Oh, that'd make the longest tunnel of love in the world.
Ah, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the foreman who's to be in charge of constructing the Tunnel of Love?
Ah, that's right. I've been saddled with that responsibility.
Well, allow me to saddle you with the complete plan. There you are. With all the drawings, specifications, the lot. Just follow the routes marked on the map, will you, Mr.
Phenomenal?
Don't you mean phenomenal?
No, I don't. I mean phenomenal.
But you don't pronounce it that way, my dear chap.
Don't I? I always have. It's hereditary.
No, it's not. It's phenomenal.
You mean I spent all these years under pseudonym?
Under what?
Pseudonym.
Exactly. Now listen, Mr. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
But you said you called it phenomenal.
Ah, but you just changed it, didn't you? You'd better use my first name.
And what's that?
McGatroyd.
McGatroyd?
Hi.
How do you spell that?
Murgatroyd.
Oh, Murgatroyd, yes.
Is that what I mean? You mean my name's Murgatroyd Phenomenal?
I'm afraid...
And not Murgatroyd Phenomenal?
I'm afraid so.
Well, you know, my wife will never get over it.
And, what's her name?
Penelope.
I see. Well, I'll leave the Tunnel of Love to you.
Hey, hang on, Mr. Lennox Brown.
No, Lennox Brown.
Oh, aye. Are you certain this is where you want the tunnel?
Well, it's very clearly marked on the map, Mr.
Aye, but I can't help wondering.
Wondering will get you nowhere, as I so frequently say to my number two. Those plans came direct from Cowslip.
Aye, but if Cowslip slipped up, if they made a mistake...
There is no mistake, my dear chap, so let's get on with it, shall we?
Well, all right, then, so long as there's no recriminations.
Don't worry, there are no recriminations. Now, as field supervisor, I shall take full responsibility.
Splendid.
Oh, and there's one more thing. The Tunnel of Love has to be kept dark.
Well, I should hope so. There wouldn't be much loving done if it wasn't dark, would there?
No. I mean that we want it kept a secret from Sir Gregory. It'll be a big surprise for him, you see?
I think it's going to be a big surprise for everybody.
Humbert, you're splashing gravy over me.
Huh? Nonsense, woman, I don't splash.
Well, the roof must be leaking again, then. I've never known it to leak gravy before. Oh, Lambert, do you like secrets?
Why?
I've got a little secret to tell you.
Are you all right? What are you trying to do, get us into the Sunday papers?
You remember little Murgatroyd, what belonged to Bella? You know her, what lived next door to your Harry's cousin, Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's big Murgatroyd now, and he's a foreman.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he's building a tunnel of love. And he wants us to have the first ride. Only nobody's to know.
Why not?
Because it's a secret. Here, Humbert, do you remember the time we had a ride through the Tunnel of Love?
Yes, your father was waiting at the other end. I had to swim all the way back.
Oh. See, Tumbert. You and me drifting through the tunnel of love again. We'll recapture our youth together.
Well, I don't know about that.
What do you mean? I can feel a tear sliding down my cheek, Humbert. Will you brush it away?
Shall we look? No, Lol, that isn't a tear. That's gravy.
General Assistance Department, Lamb at the helm.
Well, all I can say, Lamb, is that it must be a very peculiar shape. What do you think of that, eh, Lamb? A peculiar sheep. Sheep, lamb, sheep, 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 lamb, see?
Oh, very good, Sir Gregory. Very good. How did it go again?
Never mind, lamb. I'll write you a memo about it.
Oh, that's good, Sir Gregory. I always look forward to your memos.
Well, there's one on his way round you now. Study it carefully. It's about the opening of the Lower Snedsfield Education Scheme next Tuesday. Lady Snedsfield will be the guest of honour at the opening ceremony. It's up to you to make sure that everything goes off smoothly, do you understand?
Yes, Sir Gregory, of course, Sir Gregory. And you can leave it all to me, Sir Gregory. I'll take care of everything, Sir Gregory. Have no fear, Sir Gregory. And goodbye, Sir Gregory. That was Sir Gregory.
He's out. He's gone to round up the press gang.
Oh, dear, how disappointing. I was hoping for a pat on the back.
Why, are you joking?
No. No. No, I've got something to celebrate. Oh. Cowslip triumphs again. Oh. The water, sound and light installations in Pitkin's pastures will all be finished ahead of time.
You mean in spite of Mr. Lennox Brown?
Well, I shouldn't be surprised if there are decorations for this. Oh, what a triumph. We went into it with verve and elan.
Oh, will they get a medal too?
And guess what's going to be opened first?
What?
Your Murfin's Tunnel.
Ooh.
It was your idea, so we've given it your name. Oh. You'll get an award, of course.
When's the official opening?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, what a week it's going to be. The opening of Lower Snedsfield Irrigation Scheme on Tuesday. And then Miss Murfin's Tunnel on Wednesday.
I say, wouldn't it be funny if there was a mix-up somewhere?
A mix-up? With Mr. Lamb and Mr. Lennox Brown miles away from each other, nothing can happen, not this time.
Lady Snedsfield, Lady Snedsfield, ladies and gentlemen, I rise before you.
Like a balloon.
I rise before you to introduce this gracious lady who has so graciously consented to grace this opening ceremony.
Good gracious.
Before calling upon Lady Snedsfield, however, may I look back on the decade of unremitting endeavour that has brought this irrigation scheme to its successful conclusion.
Wish your speech had some way.
It has, of course, had its lighter moments. In fact, I am reminded of a story.
Excuse me.
Good afternoon.
Me and the leader here have come for our ride down the Tunnel of Love.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, yes. The foreman tell me all about you. You're very lucky, you know. Oh. The official opening isn't until tomorrow, so you're getting a preview.
Oh, what? Something else as well as a free ride?
Now, if you'll just step into the boats. There we are. Careful now, careful. Yeah, that's it. That's marvellous. Yes, that's it. Now we'll just switch on the system, and in a few moments, you'll feel a gentle swell, and then away you'll go. Ready?
Okay. Let her go. That's right, me old girl. Snuggle up.
The Irishman said to the Scotsman, well, at least I wasn't killed in the rush. yes. Well, I now call on Lady Snedsfield to declare the Snedsfield Irrigation Scheme open. dear lady.
What? Oh, dear. I must have dropped off. With a touch on this button, I shall open the sluice gates, releasing a mighty torrent of water, symbolic of the driving power that has been behind this mighty enterprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on with it, then.
In the name of progress, I declare the Lewis Nedsfield Irrigation Scheme open.
Tell me, how are things going? Anything happening yet?
No, not yet. Lowell's got out of the habit, you see.
Yes, speak for yourself, Humbert. Oh, look, there's little Murgatroyd.
Aye?
Hello. All set for your ride, are you? Memorable, it'll be memorable.
If... That's it, if they ever start. Tell me, when does the water start flowing down the Tunnel of Love?
Oh, it won't be long now. I've switched on. Aye, don't worry, everything's going to go with a splat. Here it comes now. Here it comes. Have a nice ride.
Thanks, Murgatroyd. Hold on tight now, Noel.
Here, what's happening? Stop rocking the boat.
I'm not rocking the boat, you silly old faggot. Hold on now, girl. Hold on.
You know, they went down the tunnel a little bit quicker than I expected.
Aye. They went down a bit quicker than they expectorated, too. Mind you, it's been doomed to failure, this tunnel business. Doomed to failure.
Why do you say that?
Well, I asked you right at the beginning if you were sure about it. Look at the plan. I'd never understand, I said. Not if I lived to be 100. Why anybody should ask for a tunnel of love right bang in the middle of Lewis Nedsfield Irrigation Scheme. And here's the late news, read by Mortimer Thrupp. An elderly couple was rescued today shortly after they were discovered clinging to an overturned Tunnel of Love boat floating around on the Norfolk Broads. Asked to explain how they got there, the man said he was too carried away to comment.
Oh, you see what you have done, number two, getting those plans mixed up.
I did.
When Sir Gregory phoned...
Oh, well, he's phoned already. He was absolutely furious and demanded that charges be laid.
He wanted charges to be laid?
Yes.
Number two, who did you tell about this?
Well, only the foreman at Murfin's Tunnel. I thought he should know.
You told the foreman to lay charges? Is that all? And what did he say?
Well, he said he'd do it immediately.
Hello, Murfin's Tunnel here. Oh,
thank goodness I caught you in time. Now, about these charges...
Oh, don't worry, they've all been laid. As a matter of fact, we're just waiting for someone to say go ahead.
Go ahead?
Ah, that's it. All right, Bill, blow it.
No, Mr. Phenomeno,
What was that, number one? There seemed to be a lot of crackle on the line.
Number two, I have news for you. The Lower Snedsby litigation scheme is back where it started 10 years ago.
Cruising down the tunnel today, the men for the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. And in the next boat were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, Frank Graham and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Tom Meehan and produced by Brian Squires. Join us again at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry. ¶¶